Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races. And gone for the touchdown.
That was awesome how he jumped into the end zone. That's like one of those things that if you can do it, you should. I like that he did that. It was a little like Superman dive, flip, whatever. Yeah, the Rams beat the absolute brakes off the Vikings last night. That thing was over at halftime. It was 24-3 at halftime. And the fairy tale's over for the Vikings and Sam Darnold and all that. Now they got J.J. McCarthy, and they've got some decisions to make. And there's a lot of teams in the NFL that have quarterback decisions to make. But
this draft also.
That's true.
Is not the quarterback draft.
There's a couple. But, yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at the depth-wise of this draft, it's not there.
Like, not like last year.
Like, I don't – well, I say that every damn year. I don't see somebody reaching for a quarterback this year.
Right.
You know, reaching for another first-round quarterback outside of Cam and Shador.
I just don't even know who it would be. Like, we've talked about this a little bit. Like, you know, Milroe maybe, but I don't see how you can do that, given the way that he played for the majority of the season. I don't know. Maybe there's a, you know, it's kind of a dark horse that you're not thinking of.
Like somebody from South Dakota State or something.
Yeah, there's exactly some Montana State guy. I think Montana State did have the player of the year in that at that level, but I don't know that he's coming out. It doesn't matter.
The championship game was just on TV.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Yeah,
it was on the other night.
Yeah,
I think they called him like Touchdown Tommy or something like that was his name. It was a great
Uh-oh.
Nickname. I think they lost the game. Anyway, doesn't matter. Rams are on to the next round. Matthew Stafford played really well last night. That defense is rough, man.
Yeah, man.
And Jared Verse right there scoring that touchdown you just heard is a big part of it. They've drafted well. That tends to be like when you talk about teams that have good defenses, that tends to be how
a
you
lot
do
of their
it.
Own people are on
that
defense.
Yeah, draft, develop, retain, repeat.
Yep, that's what they did. And it was so crazy because it's like when you look at this organization, it's like two tails of the organization. You know, they went all in. Obviously, you move out to L.A. and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You have Todd Gurley in him. Mm-hmm. You go to the Super Bowl. Doesn't work out. You get rid of your quarterback. So it's like a third phase, actually.
Yeah.
And then you go get Matt Stafford. You blank all them picks. You go get Jalen Ramsey and Von Miller and all those players. And then you're centered around football players ever. One-man wrecking crew, Aaron Donald.
Right.
Aaron Donald retires, but yet while he's still playing, you're drafting these guys to play along with him, learn and everything from him, and then you hit a grand slam with your first-round pick of this year into the next one.
Have they had the same GM the whole time?
It's been Les, baby.
Les been the GM the whole time. Because, I mean, it's three kind of eras.
And Les came from St. Louis. Les came from St. Louis.
Okay.
Right.
But it's like drafted well, got McVay, went to the Super Bowl, didn't work. Blank those picks because we know if we go all in on what we need, which is the quarterback, we can do it right now because we have the ingredients surrounding him to be able to do it right now. And also, I can just draft well again.
Yep.
I'll just draft my way out of this because, all right, we traded some first and second rounders to build out this roster. I'll just get Pro Bowlers in the third.
Because remember,
I'll get all pros in the fourth.
Remember that was the thing when we talked when people – the running joke about the Rams, they don't have their own pick until 2025.
Right.
Or 2024. Back, but, yeah, that was always
first the round pick,
yeah,
right?
The first-round pick, yeah. And so that was always the thing. But
when you get Puka Nacua in the fourth, then you're living well.
Exactly. And so they know how to – Sean McVay knows what he's doing. And he has the right coaching.
That's part of it.
And obviously Les is an outstanding GM. Identifying talent, drafting the talent, and then them putting it into the system to get them to work.
That's the recipe. That's the recipe. If it was easy as that, more teams would do it. But that is the recipe. Falcons are going to interview Lou Anarumo. That is official. They're going to interview him coming up. Now, him and Jesse Bates have a relationship. Yep. I don't know that that's why you hire a defensive coordinator. But he's got a good history. I mean, the Super Bowl with him at D.C. a couple years ago. He was a hot candidate.
He was.
Stuck around and ended up getting fired. Yep.
Well, I mean, because they did the one thing that, you know, when we talk about with the Falcons, that they put all their resources on offense, rightfully so. And they lost guys like Jesse Bates and guys like that, and other really good defenders, and their draft picks haven't hit on defense like they did. They try to draft defenders and stuff like that. It just hasn't hit the way they wanted to. They spent their money on offensive tackles to protect Joe Burrow. They had to lose some guys like Joe Mixon, who were still playing at a high level, to give them some balance on offense. And they're going to get to a situation where they're going to lose T. Higgins. They can't pay both of them top, like, number one money. They just can't.
Not if they want their defense to ever exactly. not suck again.
And so they're going to have to do a lot of things like that. So, yeah, Lou's a very qualified guy. Just like you said, he was up for coaching jobs.
Yeah.
Head coaching
jobs. He was a hot candidate a couple years ago, and you know how it goes. So maybe the Falcons will bring him in. We'll see. They're certainly going to interview a whole bunch of different folks. As are the Cowboys, probably. One name that we didn't mention yesterday, I don't know how we didn't, but we didn't. We were kind of focused on the young, controllable, offensive-minded guys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, then there's Deion.
Yeah.
That's right. Deion played for the Cowboys. He's got a relationship with Jerry Jones. Here's Adam Schefter on that potential marriage.
And I go back to about a year and a half ago when I had a former general manager say to me, watch Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility he may be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, there is mutual interest. We'll see if that amps up. But the two sides have talked. They have touched base. And we'll see if it goes anywhere.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about brand, or you want to talk about, like, bigger than life. You go get Deion and put him with Dallas.
Which is all Jerry Jones cares about.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Deion is going to be the show.
Right.
Deion's going to.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's true. Jerry give up that line? No, it's going to be about Prime.
Yeah, Deion would be the headliner.
Yes, it's going to be about Prime. Now, it's a funny situation because he said last week, I think it was, like, you know, he only wants to coach in the league if he can coach his son. Well, you're not going to coach your girl.
Right.
All right, okay. The cost of doing business and getting rid of Dak Prescott, it'll collapse everything.
I know. I saw people suggesting that yesterday. It's like, it's a quick Google search just to look at Dak Prescott's contract.
No.
He's got the biggest quarterback contract in the league.
Yes.
And
he's just signed it.
He just signed it. This was the first year.
Yeah, he just signed
it. He's going to be making $60 million a year.
Yeah, so that probably won't happen and everything. And that's the thing with Jerry. And I know that Deion come back said that, it's intriguing. I mean, if Jerry calls you about the head coach job, you're going to listen.
Sure.
I don't care who you are.
And they have a great relationship and all that.
You're going to listen and everything like that. But he loves it in Boulder and everything like that. And, you know, he wants to coach his son. Well, I mean, either way, you stay in Boulder, you go to Dallas, you're not going to coach your son.
That's right.
You know, you might go get – no, I don't – whatever. Shiloh. Like, because that's the thing about it. Like, his son's like unless Shiloh can, like, bulk up and maybe be a linebacker – he ain't gonna make it. He barely made it in college as a damn safety.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming to the league trying to play safety the way his lateral movement is, it ain't gonna work.
No.
It ain't gonna work, homie.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that there's, you know, it's Jerry Jones. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Like, he can make an offer that Deion can't refuse.
Oh, no doubt about it.
He can put together a package that Deion Sanders would have to be like, all right, look, man, let's do it.
I'm serious.
Let's do it.
No, Jerry can do that. Jerry can put together where, like, the border regions up there in Boulder, like, it was fun while it lasted.
Nothing we can do, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the Heisman. Thanks for the memories.
They can actually do that.
Yeah, they can. He can do that. Now, you're right. Jerry would have to be willing to sort of be the second fiddle to the, but also what he wants more than anything is for the Cowboys to be in the headlines 365 days a year, and they almost are. This would cement it.
Oh, no doubt about it.
This would be, I can't think of another scenario that, there's no other realistic scenario, but, like, just take the headlines of the hot take shows on TVs and what they do. Like, it's Deion and the Cowboys every day anyway, separately.
Right.
You put, like, this would be, like, if LeBron got divorced and started dating Caitlin Clark or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this would be.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, like, what other possibilities there are.
I don't think it would be. Or, say, for instance, they went and gave North Carolina $10 million for
Bill Belichick. Wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, but no, I mean,
still wouldn't be as good.
It's so crazy because that would be the thing. It would be the shine. Deion would he would automatically walk into that locker room and have instant credibility. We all know that. As far as how people view this man, and I mean, and he's been successful damn near everywhere he's been, and that's another thing. And could he be a voice of reason where he's like, "Hey, Jared, chill out, man."
I don't know.
You know, because I still don't believe. And we talk about the radio show and everything. I still don't believe that's the reason they're not good, because Jerry goes on radio. I think they don't win a lot of times because Jerry is the voice, and it trumps the coach. Meaning, if I got a problem with your coach, and Prime ain't going to deal with that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, I think just the radio show is not the reason.
Right.
But it's a symptom of the bigger reason, which is he wants to be the attraction.
He wants to be the star. Yeah, exactly.
He wants to be the star.
So how's he going to bring Deion Sanders in?
Can't.
He can't.
Those two things don't go together.
Yeah.
So maybe Deion's not the voice of reason to talk him out of all the nonsense.
Right.
But maybe Deion's so appealing to him
that he'll step back.
He would take it, which I don't buy.
Hell no.
I don't buy it. Not now.
No, Jerry.
You ever heard the phrase "you can't teach old dogs new tricks"? That's the oldest dog.
Jerry got rid of Jimmy Johnson when the triplets were in their prime. No,
right.
When they were going into the going into their prime.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Really. Okay. Fine. You can go.
Yeah. Go on. We don't need you.
We don't need you. We don't need you.
Turns out we did.
Yeah, man.
Turns out we did. I don't know. I mean, the possibility of it is just so tantalizing.
It is.
Like, boy, would it just be hilarious.
It is.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it would work. Maybe it wouldn't. But, man, just, like, the amount of people it would infuriate. Like, it would be fun to watch. It would be fun to watch if that actually happened.
If not him, I think Kellen Moore. And
not sexy.
I think Kellen Moore, and for some reason, it just still be said his name as Dave. I want Jason Witt might get that.
He's never coached anybody.
He coached in high school. They won a state championship.
Right. But you know what I mean.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean. No offense to Jason Witten, but you know what I mean.
Love that brother down there, man.
Yeah, no, it's good to be a Cowboy.
Love him.
It's good to be a Cowboy.
What did he do to Troy?
I don't know. He's right.
Yeah, he's 100%
he's
right.
Right.
But damn, Troy.
I don't know. Troy's had enough. Yeah. Troy, he's got the they're on ESPN now, right?
Yeah.
He's got the Disney money.
Yeah, man.
He's just saying what he feels. He doesn't care. He's right, by the way.